Hello, everybody, and welcome to Part of Me Podcast, created and hosted by me, Jamie Reynolds, where I will be providing techniques and guidance on starting, maintaining, and measuring your plan to fulfill those desired goals in your life. If you are ready to start achieving your goals, join me every Sunday and stay tuned to the end of this episode. Make sure you visit my webpage for free printables. Now, let's get to work. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. How are we doing today? Are we prepared for the week that is ahead of us? Are we prepared for the day that is ahead of us? Remember last week, we talked about being intentional, checking in on yourself, making designated times in a day where times when you probably know you're probably going to be the most stressed out. Hopefully that's not the case. However, making designated times of your day to check on yourself, genuinely and truly check on yourself, not like the mental check after you just had a breakdown or something like crazy went on. You're like, you're good, you're fine, you're okay. It's just like, no, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Are we 10? Are we 5? Are we 3? Why are we 3? Let's make a habit of that. The last three episodes we have, I don't know if you noticed that there was a pattern that was happening there, but I gravitated heavily towards talking about establishing your hobbies in your life. I did not acknowledge this as a series, but as going on, I'm realizing this was the hobby series. We did a full four episodes. Today makes the fourth episode where we're talking about establishing a hobby. What does it look like to establish a hobby? The importance of having a hobby and then the different categories of life or, you know, the different hobby buckets that you want to be pouring into. Let's rewind it back really quick to the first episode that we started talking about hobbies, and that was part of me getting a hobby. And then we followed up with the episode on part of me scared of commitment, and we was talking about the relations of committing to a hobby. And then last week, we wrapped all that together. We talked about part of me filling my hobby buckets. Each preceding episode attached on to what the prior episode was talking about. It was like taking it in bite sizes, taking it in steps. First things first is getting a hobby. Why do we need a hobby? Why are we not looking into this? And then coming into the scared of commitment, which is where I feel we all can sit at sometimes where it comes to, yes, you have your things that you need, like your obligations or your regular routines that have to happen to just maintain your lifestyle or like, you know, whatever that status quo looks like for you, right? But it's kind of hard to say anything outside of that, being willing to commit to it. Being willing to say that I'm going to intentionally make the time to do this. So that's where we kind of dove into where we said scared of commitment. Why are we scared of it? And then just kind of letting our guard down and saying that, hey, us experimenting with our interests on, you know, whatever that looks like, either we are reintroducing a hobby that we have been doing or an interest that we have been doing beforehand. And then, you know, time and life happens and we just didn't have time to do it anymore. Or that thing we've always been curious about wanting to do, but you allow other things to be the priority over you actually exploring that interest. And so we dove into that a bit. And then last week we talked about the hobby buckets and that there are five hobby buckets that you want to pour into. Check out that episode to find out what those five are. And then we come today wrapping it all up and we're talking about part of me aligning my goals and my hobbies. And as I look back over it, how I kind of prepped us for this series, not series, it kind of turned into one, was I introduced all of this right after I talked about the part of me spring cleaning. You have to get rid of some things in order to bring in some new things into your life. So check out the Part of Me spring cleaning episode. If you are kind of just jumping in at the end of this series, not series, start out with that episode and then roll your way into the hobbies episode, because I find it very, very challenging to try to tack on more onto your life when you already are kind of busting at the seams. And sometimes you're busting at the seams for no no reason. Sometimes we can't even justify why our heads are like spinning and going crazy and everything just kind of seems out of control and so much is happening. Sometimes we can't even justify it. And when you get to that point of not being able to say why something is like the way it is, you have to reevaluate what you're really giving your time, your energy, and all the effort to. Because if I were to ask you right now, why are you going nuts? And you're kind of like throwing all these things out there like, oh my God, the kids have this, I'm like, okay, let's break it down further. What about the kids is happening? What about your husband or your wife or like whatever is happening? And then when you start dissecting it further, you sometimes talk yourself into logic a little bit. Like sometimes talking out loud is not harmful because you just be like, dang, that sounds like, lack of better terms, like very pointless. Like it doesn't hold a lot of purpose or a lot of weight over something else. But driving it back to our main part, where we're talking about aligning our goals and our hobby. I said in a prior episode, within the last three episodes, I mentioned about separating your goals and then separating your hobbies, because sometimes it could just feel overwhelming when you're trying to put the two together. Because essentially when you say your hobby has become a goal or is a goal, to a degree, it means that you are now committing to it, right? And so I said that when I was talking about you trying to establish your interests and then just testing the waters on seeing if that's a hobby you actually like. And then when we went into the commitment and we started talking about the buckets, we're now in a space of where, look, it's time to commit to something, right? So you can test as many things as you like, absolutely. And it may take you some time to commit, that's fine. However, when you're back at class number three or class number four, or whatever that looks like, you kind of commit it. You kind of silently commit it, right? And so what does that now look like? You are now in a safe space to where you can attach your commitment to a goal. And this is what this looks like. So number one, attaching your hobby to a goal helps you to stay committed. Why is that? Because you are working towards something. You now have a big picture towards this particular activity. Now that goal can come in many different ways, shapes, and forms, right? That goal can simply be you saying that you are going to take 10 of these classes before you determine if it is or is not for you. Or the goal can be, and you know, I'm all about giving like some type of illustration, right? Let's just say if you wanted to take on baking, your goal may be you are going to try 5 different baking recipes from scratch or whatever that looks like, right? Before you determine if it's for you or not. So it helps you stay committed. That's one. Number two, you have a benchmark on determining if the hobby is for you. So the heavy benchmark on this is really about how it's making you feel. So you think about when you started that hobby. And honestly, I would recommend when you're about to start a new hobby, maybe before you start it, do a quick little journaling in your planner, your phone, whatever, and just kind of write out how you feel at that present moment before jumping into the hobby, right? If you already have, that's completely fine, right? If you already started the hobby, that's fine, right? And then when you're however many days, weeks, or however you're doing this into the hobby, see how you feel now. This can not only be a surefire way of telling you if the hobby is for you or not, if you like it or not, but also mentally wise and physically wise, have you seen a difference? Do you feel less stressed out? Do you feel less overwhelmed, right? So you kind of want to look at that, like what positive results or outcomes came from you integrating this into your life? This hobby could have been that missing piece for you to having a little bit more joy and a little bit more pleasure and happiness in your life. And number three, and I find this one to be most important. I feel like I have a pattern of making number three my most important, but you intentionally bring personal time, me time, back into your life. Sometimes we may not see how drained we are of me time because it's been absent for so long. And then the other component is you feel selfish having me time, Or if you have your family or if you're caring for someone, it may be that gratification that you feel from tending to somebody else, hearing that thank you, or knowing that this person is cared for, kept for, or feels loved because you sacrificed your me time. Whatever boat you fall in, either said or unsaid, purposefully lead yourself into a space where you can also be happy and you can also have peace. I can't speak for every parent. I can speak for me. And I also know I'm speaking from a different generational mindset from Gen X and, you know, so on and so forth. However, I really find it uncomfortable when hearing parents stating that their life starts or their life starts back up when their child is 18 and moves out the house. I'm like, dude. And I understand that wholeheartedly. I understand this saying wholeheartedly because I have a little one of my own, right? And so I understand the level of dependence that comes there and planning all those different things. I completely and totally understand that. And I also understand that everyone's situation is different, but it kind of sucks to hear that that's what that looks like, that you are saying your me time, it has no quality of life for you because everything else holds higher priority. Your me time doesn't always have to be you being outside the house. And I think that's how I have to be away from them. I can't. Me time may look like after you send them jokers to bed. Maybe the bedtime, instead of it being 8 o'clock, you bump it up maybe 30 minutes early and you're saying, look, you guys gonna have chill time. In my household, we have chill time. And chill time is really for me. It's like, I have given you guys all of this for the past X amount of hours. Y'all need to go chill out so that I can have my mental space. Please do not ask me nothing unless it's a true full-blown emergency. And that might be the time where you regroup yourself. Now, I understand with that statement also comes a lot of excuses saying if you have littles and meaning like you have literally newborns or whatever that looks like, they do sleep and you should have the ability to manipulate the schedule. Everyone's household is different. That's perfectly fine. However, what I am suggesting and recommending, if you really feel as though that you cannot find me time and your head is going off the walls, and I'm really talking to my caregivers here, my mommies, my dads, you know, anyone who's caregiving for niece, nephew, whatever that looks like, right? But you still have to, the same way that you can plan out a whole routine for them, you can plan out a whole routine implementing that time for you. Let's not forget about you, about me, you know, about yourself. But as we land this plane and as we close up the whole getting a hobby, having a hobby series, not series, I want us to remember and embed this into our heads that we are important. You are important. Your mental is important. Your physical is important. Your life, your needs is important. And circling it around to the whole essence of this podcast, we're talking about part of me. The part of me is recognizing that our life is multifaceted. Our life is complex. There isn't simplicity to that because your part of me is your part of me that's a mom or your part of me that's a dad. Your part of me that's an employee or an employer. The part of me that's navigating my way through life and still trying to figure out what my purpose is. There are so many things that is moving around you and it's going to keep moving around you even if you choose to stand still. But again, it comes back to you being purposeful and intentional about saying, y'all jokers may be running around and moving around me and whatever that looks like and that's that. But I'm still present. I'm still here. My life holds so much weight for me and really for y'all too, right? Right? And I need time to recharge myself and have all the goods and have all the feels for myself as well. As always, thank you so much for being a part of this community where we talk about goal setting, planning, and really just getting into the real stuff. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week, and thank you so much for being part of me.